This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Jeez. Everybody, do the neutron dance.
Thanks, Dana.
All right, that was enough of that.
Keep it going. Oh. We're getting a workout in.
Scott, you guys said earlier in the newsroom today, Dana, what song would you like to hear? And I just go, the Neutron Dance by Pointer Sisters.
It was,
and he goes,
soundly rejected.
No. And then Sam goes, no. Uh-huh.
That's a great aerobics song.
I persisted. It's a great song.
Uh-huh. Get your heart pumping.
All I'm hearing are calf warmers, clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Thigh masters.
God have mercy.
Thick laces. Oh, it's a terrible song.
It's so good.
What is the Neutron Dance?
Well, you know.
Nobody
it
knows,
when
Dan.
You feel it, Dan, in your soul. You just can't help yourself but to do it.
I mean, it's like at the subatomic level.
Yes.
It's from the movie Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Mm-hmm. To dig deep down to find the Neutron Dance.
Came out in 83, I believe.
I believe it was 86.
Because nobody wants to find it. That's why you have to dig so deep.
Very good. Kauffman Stadium is going to look a little different next season.
The outfield's going to be shorter?
They're bringing the outfield in by 10 feet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, Dana?
Trying to up those home run numbers?
What? Do they move the wall in?
How do you make an outfield shorter?
You move the wall in.
Why?
To make it shorter.
Why would we want to do that?
More home runs.
Bingo.
Oh, come on. That's cheating.
It's not cheating. It's not like they move them back out when the other team is up to bat.
Well, Dana, one of the things about professional baseball is that each team gets to figure out how they want to make their stadium.
That is correct.
It's not like a football field. It's got to be 100 yards. Okay, then what if the Chiefs said next year, we don't want our field to be 100 yards. We're going to make it 80 yards.
Well, that you can't do that. The NFL requires certain field dimensions.
And the MLB doesn't?
That's correct.
Nope. I'm certain they have minimums.
Yeah, I guarantee you they have minimums.
We're going to put the home run line right behind the bases.
look at left field.
We're going to need everyone to play way in.
Look at left field at Fenway Park. The dimensions at Fenway Park are unlike any. It's much farther in the right field than it is the left field.
I hate to be the only one on this program asking intelligent questions for the benefit of everyone, but I'm going to fire when ready
you're,
again.
You're the only one asking questions. We all get it.
Why would you spend the money to bring the wall in to make the outfield shorter when they're going to demolish that thing and build a new one in a couple of years anyway?
Sam just said it just a few moments ago.
Sam?
What did I say?
More seats.
Oh, yeah.
For That's like remodeling your kitchen in the home you're about to sell in 6 months.
More seats, more home runs. The MLB would 100% be behind it because more home runs, more excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That I'm just wondering when they're going to condemn that place, because you heard it from the owners themselves, that concrete cancer, it is a dangerous society.
That is the dumbest waste of money that I can possibly think of right now. That we're going to completely change the outfield.
We?
At whatever cost, right before they jump and move, presumably downtown. We don't know yet.
We just completely renovated Arrowhead for FIFA.
That's different. That's different. There's a there's an end game there.
Have the Royals said why they're doing it?
It just says here.
To make the outfield shorter.
The Royals announced their plan today to move the outfield fences inward. There will be new dimensions to generate more offense and get the stadium on par with other Major League Baseball parks.
So it's been... Is it one of the larger outfields?
I believe that is correct, MLB? Dan, because the next line says, Kauffman Stadium has always been revered as a pitcher's park. The spacious outfield rewarded flyball pitchers and contact hitters who drove the baseball. Now the Royals will bank on more home runs and extra base hits.
The biggest MLB stadium outfield by total area is often cited as Kauffman Stadium,
with
Coors Field having the largest overall dimensions.
Well, it has the Coors has the deepest center field. Actually, it doesn't. Sorry, Comerica?
Comerica Park
has the deepest center field at 420.
The deepest point in the Kauffman Stadium outfield is 410 feet. And that's in center field.
All right.
So maybe does it say what the shortest outfield? Sorry, Dan, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Maybe they'll bring it in 6 feet. I don't know.
Does it say who has the shortest outfield? Is it left field at Fenway?
It is 100% Fenway.
Yeah, 310. Well, 302. Actually, you're mistaken, Scott. It's 310 left field, 302 right field.
Fenway has the shortest right field foul line in baseball, making it a prime spot for home runs and doubles.
The Green Giant is in left field.
The Green Monster.
Monster, whatever. And I believe to hit a home run, do you not have to hit it over the Green Monster?
I have no idea.
So?
Which might make it, you can make the argument that that is deeper because it's so the wall is so high.
An obstacle. It does make Major League Baseball unique as opposed to other ball sports.
So the club is going to add 150 seats in left field and 80 new drink rail seats in right field.
There it is.
For a few years. Great.
So 230 more seats.
Enjoy it while you can, folks.
Well, that's a chunk of change right there.
Uh-huh. Make sure to watch out for the falling concrete.
All right, we talked about this.
It's filled with cancer.
Right. That's what they said.
Right.
They said it.
Fiddled with this story, I think it was in the 2 o'clock hour. All of the news stations have reporters there tonight. The Kansas City Star just dropped their story about this horrible, horrible neighborhood feud in the Northland that has sadly led to the death of a father of four. Okay. On Channel 9, I just read on closed captioning, one of the neighbors say, we tried to get the city to intervene.
Yep.
We tried to get the city to help because of the bully in their neighborhood. One of the neighbors in the Star article is quoted as saying, we have been held hostage in this neighborhood by this man who is now accused of murder for years. Not a single person in the Kansas City Star story wanted their names used in the story. He is under arrest under how many million dollars bond?
I believe it's $5 million.
And
bond.
No one wanted their name used for this story. That's how bad this guy is.
So here's a story from the Star that just cleared about 20 minutes ago. On a quiet street in Kansas City's Northland, police and Clay County prosecutors say a long simmering dispute turned deadly yesterday, leaving one man dead, another man charged with his murder, and an entire neighborhood in utter shock. The victim, identified by Kansas City police today as 41-year-old Chris Wells, was a man who multiple residents describe as the type of neighbor everyone wished they had, someone who was always willing to lend a hand. They did get one neighbor to identify
next
himself.
Next line, you're right.
Michael Galletti, says, and I quote, "You could ask him anything and he'd be willing to help. As good a neighbor that you could have ever asked for." Galletti was one of several neighbors who spoke to the Star today following Wells' death on Monday after he was shot and killed in the street of the well-groomed Northland neighborhood near Gladstone. The road is lined with two-story homes on each side, slopes down a gradual hill. Most of the homes are fitted with two-car garage, well-kept lawns, and landscaping.
Except Jeffrey Travis King's. Would you like to describe his yard, Sam?
This guy has got to be the bane of the existence of any suburban neighborhood. There is a giant RV, if you're looking at the home, in the right side
in the middle
space
of the house.
The driveway. Mm-hmm. The left side is a bunch of other nondescript junk. There are signs all over the RV, some of which are inappropriate. It seems to me like this guy has been pushing back against the HOA please mow your yard thing since the day he moved in, and that has made him potentially, just spitballing here, bitter towards all of his neighbors because he's tired in his own mind of the complaints that are infringing on my property.
One of the neighbors who did not want to be identified said, "We are not surprised." I can actually say we're not surprised. He was crazy. He has held this entire neighborhood hostage for years. And one of the stories, they actually cite two or three stories, but I'm going to share a couple of them with you. Apparently, he was parking his motorcycle on the front lawn. And the city or somebody with the HOA came by and said, "Hey, you can't do that." Right. Instead of moving his motorcycle off the lawn, he went to his backyard, took every single piece of anything he could find, and dumped all of it on the front lawn.
Now I want to point this out before we get to a quick break. He is accused of shooting his neighbor who came home from work at 7:30 yesterday morning after his wife called him and said, "Hey, King just threw a blanket into our yard." And I guess this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes, they had a restraining order against him, Scott.
So King is accused, Jeffrey King is accused of shooting his neighbor in the front five times.
Yeah.
Mr. Wells, the victim, falls down, apparently lands on his front.
Yes.
In the street. King is accused of then unloading eight more bullets into his back. I presume standing over him and just unloading the rest of the bullets.
In front of two juvenile witnesses. Multiple neighbors expressed fear of speaking about him, worried of what he might do if he is to get out of custody on bond. One of the things I want to ask you when we come back, in the Channel 9 story, the neighbors are saying, "We had a meeting with city leaders in about a week." Before this happened, they had a meeting with city leaders to try to figure out what to do about this guy. My question is, what is the city supposed to do?
You can't convict somebody of a crime they haven't yet committed.
You have a bully in your neighborhood. What are you supposed to do?
911. Go ahead, Sam.
That would explain why the wife called the husband and not the cops. Yes. They probably call the cops on this guy every other day.
913-586-7798. Especially if you live in this neighborhood, you're familiar with this story. Please.
Don't give your name.
You don't have to give your real name. Use a made-up name. It's fine. 913-586-7798.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators giving a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
anymore. Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Have you zoomed in and looked at these photos, Sam? The Kansas City Star has this. He literally took everything you would find in a backyard.
Yeah.
Patio chairs, furniture, the big plastic thing that you keep patio furniture cushions in, multiple trash cans and recycling cans. He took all of that and just dumped it in the front yard.
Which there was also a flag of Jeffrey Epstein that said this flag didn't hang itself.
Okay, well.
Neighbors say that King seemed to try and antagonize everyone, playing music at loud volumes, shining spotlights from his property at their houses, hanging inappropriate flags on his property. A television news story from Channel 5 from last summer featured him saying his cars were illegally towed from the neighborhood by the city, and here's why. Neighbors said he was causing issues all of these years, and he started parking multiple cars across the street to the point where school buses couldn't get through. Mm. And if school buses can't get through, sometimes emergency vehicles can't get through. So the city came out and posted signs on one side of the street saying you are not allowed to park here. He then started parking all of his clunkers throughout the neighborhood, even blocking mailboxes. The guy is just a bully.
So there are several people, and you pointed this out in the last segment, Dana, several people who spoke with the Kansas City Star today in that neighborhood, minus one, Mr. Galletti, everybody else, and all he did was speak to how nice Mr. Wells was as a neighbor. By the way, father of four. And everybody who spoke with the Star said they would only do so on condition of anonymity for fear what they said Mr. King would do if he were ever released on bond to them. This is a neighborhood bully. And by the way,
there's nothing they can do about it.
I should point out, his home, if it was maintained, is a very nice home. But by the way, if you look closely, he has not bothered to rake that yard since fall started. There are leaves all over the yard, in the gutters.
Which he has the right to maintain a crappy property. The HOA, I think, tried without success to...
No, you don't have a right to maintain a crappy...
Sanction him and do all these things. Everyone was too afraid, Scott. But in the Channel 9 story, one of the neighbors said, look, we tried to get the city to do something to the point that, like, their, you know, whatever ward your city council person is, they got a comment from some city person who said, I feel terrible. They did reach out to the city. They tried to get us to help, but what is the city to do when you live next to someone who is a gigantic nuisance and jerk? I don't think there's anything the city could have done.
The only thing that a city or an HOA can do, for example, an HOA can put a lien on your house, on your property.
They already had a restraining order against him.
A city can fine you. And you've heard the noxious weeds ordinances in all these cities, and you know it comes with a $50 fine or $100 fine or whatever. By the way, Wells's wife, the man who was shot and killed, She was in the front yard when her husband was murdered. And according to a witness, she fell to her knees in the yard, screaming, oh my God, I can't do this alone. The neighbor read that as, I can't raise this family of four children by myself.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought that it could be so bad that your best option as a law-abiding citizen trying to raise a family in this neighborhood, that your best option is to just pack up and move out of there? Or would you be so mad that you're like, look, we were here first. They said he had terrorized this neighborhood, what, 15 years, 20 years?
To what point? What end?
Just because, Scott.
You just wake up and you want to be a jerk. You want to be that neighbor that everybody hates.
He was on probation, by the way, when the shooting happened, and was ordered as part of his probation by the judge to not have any contact with the victim and to stay away from the victim's house in the neighborhood. That's why she called her husband and said, he's dumping stuff on our lawn.
Putting eight bullets into somebody's back after you've already shot him five times is pure, unadulterated rage.
And he's going to try to claim self-defense because he has a black eye from the whole situation.
You don't get to shoot somebody just because you get punched in the face, though, Sam. You know, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing out the other side of that.
But how you could look at the blanket throwing as anything but a sign or attempt at escalation.
Let me ask you this. He was scheduled for a probation violation. He was already on probation for bashing in a neighbor's mirror. He had a restraining order against him for the couple that lived in the house where the man was killed. He was scheduled for a probation violation December 15th, failed to appear. That hearing was rescheduled to tomorrow.
Well, he'll appear for that one.
You just don't show up for court, and the city has so many things going on that there's nothing they could have done after that. I'm asking.
My psychologist says if the show ever ends, I should go back to school and get my doctorate in psychology because he says I'm a very good amateur psychologist. Mm. Here is, and I'm diagnosing him from afar. I don't know this man from Adam. He is a narcissist who is so full of himself that the rules that apply to you, me, and Sam don't apply to him. You tell me to be in court on December 15th? I don't think so. I'm not you don't have any power over me.
Right.
I'm not showing up for court. He clearly makes decent money. It's a nice house. The yard could use some work. I don't think he's going to be mowing it anytime soon.
Yeah, he's not moving back in now. That's my guess.
It is so sad that, you know, this father of four, gets a call from his wife, man, she'll be in therapy.
She was out walking the dog, Scott.
She'll be in therapy.
She was out walking the dog, saw him throw something on the lawn. She called her husband and said, because of no contact order and the restraining order, she said, I'm just trying to get back to the house without running into him. But he's thrown something onto our lawn. That's why the husband left work and came.
He's a provocateur.
There you go.
He gets off on this.
Well, and I'm not trying to blame the city, but Danny, you had mentioned how they had called many times. After a certain point with a number of these calls and a number of these escalations, the city just says, well, you know, he's not going to kill anybody.
Well, I don't
you
think
know what I mean? Until
I do,
he does.
But I don't think there's anything the city could have done, Sam.
I don't think so either.
I don't either. 13 bullets. 13 bullets. 913-586-7798. If you live in this neighborhood in Kansas City North, we would love to hear from you. You do not have to use your real name. We understand that everybody in the neighborhood's on edge. They're worried. They're fearful. 913-586-7798. We'll get with Stefan here in just a moment. But to tell you the fear that people in this neighborhood have, we've gotten several calls. Sam screens it. We put him on hold, and they hang up. For whatever reason, they think, I better not go on the air. We're talking about this case out of the Northland. It is just tragic beyond description, where there is an alleged neighborhood bully. This is right next to Gladstone in Kansas City North. Nice neighborhood, by the way. Nice neighborhood. Not that that makes it more tragic or less, but you get my point.
His home stands out
as a wreck.
A wreck. That's why we keep bringing up it's a nice neighborhood.
It's Cousin Eddie's house.
He was making a statement with that house.
Yes, and he apparently had a neighbor that the two of them didn't get along very good. He's at work. Mr. Wells is at work. His wife is out walking the dog. Alleged jerk neighbor throws a blanket into their yard. They've had it with this guy. She calls her husband at work. He comes home, and Mr. King is accused of putting 5 bullets in his chest, and then when Mr. Wells falls down in the street, unloads another 8 bullets into his back. I mean, come on. Stefan.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, welcome on in.
Thanks. Yeah, so, I lived in the neighborhood for 17 years, and when King moved in, everything seemed okay, but things did devolve after a while. It kind of all seemed to start over a problem with his neighbor behind him and claiming that the neighbor had killed his dog, which probably didn't actually happen, but he got in with the HOA, and he just did everything he possibly could to make the neighborhood worse.
Now, was his yard, so how close did you live to him roughly? You don't have to give us an exact answer.
4 or 5 houses away.
Okay.
Same street. 4 or 5 houses away. Very close.
When Mr. King, who is the suspect in this case, $5 million bond, which tells you how seriously they're taking this case and how dangerous they consider him to be, when he first moved into the neighborhood where you lived, did his yard look like that, or was that over a period of time where, because the house is really nice, the yard is just pure crap?
Absolutely. No, everything was okay at first. As time went on and people were not real happy in the neighborhood with the way his yard looked. He had a kind of junky motorcycle in his yard and a few things like that. And, they called the city, the 311 number for the city, to come out and talk to him. And I guess the city cited him, from what I understand. And so he went and read the ordinance for the city. And the ordinance reads that you can have yard furniture in your yard and wood piles in your yard and some things like that. So that's what he put in his yard to make it look junky in the front that you would normally,
right,
have those kind of things you'd have in the back. But he did it just because it's the letter of the law.
Did you have any personal interaction with him at all?
I did. I had only really had one conversation with King. And it was when he was blocking the roads with his junk cars.
Yeah.
And he told me that he told me before he had 2 or 3 cars at the time. And he told me, I'm going buying every junk car I can find that barely runs, and I'm going to park it on the street. And he would get out his measuring tape and park the car so it was 18 inches from the curb, and he'd park 2 across from each other. And there'd be exactly 10 feet between the car. So you could fit a normal car through there real easily, but buses and the trash truck and the snow plows couldn't get through.
Yep.
And, the no parking signs we had put in the neighborhood, and Chris helped make that happen. We petitioned the city for the no parking signs. And we put those up so he could only park on one side of the street, so at least the buses and the trash trucks could get through.
Was he just a provocateur? I mean, was he just trying to piss people off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was no good reason. He said, I have all the time, and I have enough money that I can just keep doing
right.
this. And
right.
I don't know what he did. He told me at that time that he had some sort of firearms training or gun business or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's what the Star, a lot of the news stations are reporting in the Star today, that he had a gun something LLC for training and entertainment. You know, the fact that he may have been training anyone on how to, appropriate use of a firearm is alarming after what has happened here, allegedly.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's so tragic. Mike Gillette, the one that spoke with the Star, I know him, of course, And he's right. Chris was just an awesome dude and really was the only one in the neighborhood that was willing to kind of stand up to King and say, hey, this isn't right. Knock it off. And so King took personal offense to that.
So you knew Mr. Wells?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Not super well, but I mean, I knew enough to say hi to him. And,
yeah.
You know, to just have a quick conversation with the guy. My kids played with his kids. You know, it was most of the time I lived there, fantastic neighborhood. And then King decided to just, you know, I don't know if it was a mental health issue or he's just purely a jerk. And I kind of tend to lean towards the latter from what he told me. He just said he had the time and money, they could do anything he wanted to. Not quite those words, but
yeah, right.
You get the gist.
When you heard the story, either today or late yesterday, Stefan, were you at all surprised?
No. I'll be real honest with you. I kind of assumed that this was going to be not necessarily the homicide was going to be the end, but I assumed that somebody would, and I hate saying this, but just bluntly, somebody was either going to set fire or have a serious assault with King.
Yep.
I figured that was how this was going to end. You guys see the pictures of his yard, with the trailer, the boat, all the junk in his yard. He's devaluing
the properties,
the whole neighborhood.
Yep.
We had a house across the street from us that sat empty for a long time, and nice house. They had redone the inside of it. You know, very nice home, and I think that probably. That people would come to the house and drive through the neighborhood and go, what is going on here? This looks weird. I don't want to have anything to do with this. So I think that they lost, you know, probably lost money, of what they could have had out of the house because of the way King was acting, what he was doing.
Last question. And man, Stefan, really appreciate your time and your comments and your willingness to share. Do you know if King, who is the suspect, did he have family?
I know he was married and he had a couple of kids. I have not seen the kids in quite some time. Yeah. And I think they were a little older than my youngest. So maybe teenagers, but I haven't seen them in a while. So I don't know where they wandered off to.
All right. Stefan, thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. But boy, I bet you're glad you moved out of that neighborhood, man. I am so sorry.
Can I add just one quick thing?
Please.
I just want to tell Kansas City Police how much I appreciate, the detectives that came out there. And the excellent case file they put together to keep Mr. King in custody.
Hmm. Stefan, thank you.
Really do appreciate your time. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the text line, did Mr. Wells, he was the man who was shot 13 times, did he throw a punch at him? Yes, he did, apparently. And in his mugshot, Mr. King does have a shiner. That does not give you permission to shoot somebody 13 times. Eight times in the back.
It doesn't even give you permission to shoot them once.
Exactly.
There has to be fear of threat of your life.
Sam,
and one punch is not fear of threat of your life.
He's going to say, I felt fear. I felt fear. I was afraid. You know, that's the only defense he has.
For your life?
I was in fear of my life with that fist.
And why did you put eight bullets in his back after he was already shot five times?
And why didn't you shoot until he was backing away from you with his hands up?
In front of two children.
And
my God.
And his wife, Dana.
By the way, we have a number of texters on the text line, and we had somebody call in who had intimate knowledge of the situation that did not hang on the line, that said that those two juveniles were, and we can't confirm this, but students walking to school because there is a school nearby.
Mm. Listen to this update. Terry Wolf's worst fears were confirmed when she saw the news Monday morning that a man had been shot and killed in the Northland neighborhood. She didn't need names, photos, or even an exact address.
She knew.
To guess what had happened, she said she immediately knew that this had happened in the very same neighborhood she had been taking so many calls from in recent months. She is the director of administration at Northland Neighborhoods, Inc., which is code enforcement, and she said she was the one taking the reports about everything going on in that neighborhood. She said, I knew. My heart sank. I had a feeling of, quote, complete devastation.
From the text line, he can claim self-defense all he wants. That's going to fall apart when he shot him in the back. When he was on the ground, the threat was stopped. Nice try, King. Okay. And that's from 93.
Complaint started 8 years ago, by the way. Scott, I'm telling you, I would move. I would just say, you know what? You win. You keep your crappy front yard. I'm not going to live next to a terrorist. I'm out.
But what you're trying to do is wait him out, because try selling your house
with that next door.
Exactly. Your house is borderline unsaleable. And think about what Stefan said. There was a very nice house, and the previous owners had redone the interior.
Yeah.
I read that new kitchen, new bath, maybe some new hardwoods, who knows? And that house across the street, not next door, but across the street, sat vacant for months. They couldn't sell it because of what was across the street. Now, presumably, he's going to be convicted and go to prison for, I guess, the rest of his life for what he allegedly did. Somebody's going to come in, clean up that house, and that neighborhood's going to presumably get back to normal. Yeah. But I mean, think about it. You're such a pariah allegedly, you're such a pariah that no one in your neighborhood wants anything to do with you.
And he thrived on that.
That there's the narcissism.
Is that alleged, though? I mean, we're seeing it firsthand here.
Did you also see there are also 6 butterball turkeys just sitting on the front stoop? And there was a health code violation that referenced food or something that I saw in one of the complaints. Like the city had come out.
What do you mean the butterball? Like
there are literally stacks of butterball turkeys just sitting outside in the elements.
I'll be darned. Yep.
I mean, my God.
Well, he's using the outdoors as his freezer.
Right, when it's 55 in January. Got it.
All right. Avatar continues to reign at the box office 4 straight weeks. Avatar is number 1, Fire and Ash. Primate is number 2. How come I've never heard of any of these movies?
Because you watch Wheel of Fortune and you don't leave your house, Scott.
The house. You know, I'm going to take a lecture on watching Wheel of Fortune from it's anybody but you now.
We're fans.
This show is really turning into AARP radio, and I don't know how I feel about it.
The Housemaid is number 3.
Brought to you by Metamucil.
Zootopia is number 2. Heard of that one. Greenland 2, Migration.
You need to watch Greenland.
Is that a documentary about current events?
No. Oh. Watch the first one. You'll like
really?
It.
Really? Come on, man.
Right as we're leaving, really.
We had 2 controversial discussions today.
Marty Supreme is number 6. I've heard of that. Who's in Marty Supreme?
The new It guy.
Marty.
No. Oh, my gosh. He's in everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, okay. Anaconda is number 7.
Oh, gosh. With Jack Black and Paul Rudd. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No.
It's supposed to be stupid.
Song Sung Blue. Isn't that the story about Neil Diamond?
Yes.
That came in at number 10. Soft opening. $3 million only.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. Bless his heart.
Did not open strong at all. One of the most legendary heavy metal bands is coming to Salt Stone. Five Finger Death Punch will be here on Sunday, October 3rd. And by the way, Five Finger Death Punch is a very heavy band. Their opening act is going to be Cody Jinks.
Okay.
Have you noticed this trend lately where
everyone's blending together?
Yeah. It reminds me of years ago when I went to go see Van Halen and they had Kool and the Gang open. I'm not kidding.
I mean, it's genius, really, because you get a bunch of country music fans in there.
Yep.
Cody Jinks is country, right?
Yes.
You get a bunch of country music fans in there. They watch the opener, and you just sold a whole new batch of tickets for the main event.
Yeah, I would not stay for Five Finger Death.
Oh, I would.
I know you would.
Oh, I love Five Finger.
Could we turn that down, please? A little loud for my taste.
I just get Four Finger Death Punch? What about 3?
Why do we need all 5?
As we mentioned earlier today, today is National Radio Broadcasting Day. It was on this date, 106 years ago, KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, became the first radio station to go on the air. KDKA. Birthdays today, Julia Louise Dreyfus is 65. Patrick Dempsey, Dr. McDreamy, is 60. Orlando Bloom is 49, Shonda Rhimes is 56, and Trace Adkins is 64. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.